I got instructions before I came from a higher power here. I'm not supposed to talk about politics or either. I'm not supposed to chase rabbits. Now, I have trouble with the rabbits part. But when I first married Carolyn, you know, I heard from all her brothers and sisters, man, Daddy is a tough man. Don't cross Dad. And then they would start telling me stories, you know. And when I first met him, I was afraid to even speak to him without him saying. But anyway, he was a man I didn't want to get on the wrong side of. But you know what? The Galatians, people in Galatia, they got on the wrong side of Paul. Yeah. Can you imagine if we were a church in Galatia and we got a letter from our mentor or our apostle and he started calling us foolish? I would say that he was really put out. You foolish Galatians, who has cast a spell on you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly crucified. I only want to learn this from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? This is just me, but when you have people who are babes in Christ, they are very easily steered, to my way of thinking, away from what they really they should be doing. And so these Galatians, they started listening to other guys and they started adopting Jewish law. They started doing all the ceremonies. Carolyn and I have been to several Jewish ceremonies, and Jews to this day believe if they do these ceremonies, they have done what God expects of them. I mean, that's after that, everything's copacetic. And so they started listening to what I think they referred to as Judaizers, and started falling right back into trying to live by the law. And Paul calls it a curse. Every one of us would fall short if we had to live by the law. And Paul says, he explains that you received your salvation through your faith in Jesus Christ. And did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? So we put our trust in Jesus Christ. We repent of our sins. We accept Him as our Savior. The Lord sends the Holy Spirit to live in us. And we live by His direction. Now, what we have to do is we let Him control our lives, which is not an easy thing because we are always wanting to do self. Paul explains how there's a battle going on in each one of us. I believe when Christians are still babes, I had two guys in a class, and one of them was trying to explain to me why we should all be vegetarians. This is the way God meant it. We had Adam and Eve, they were vegetarians. They did not eat any meat. And of course I didn't argue the correct way. I wished I'd done it the way Paul did. I told him that, after the flood, that God said it was all right for people to eat meat. He told that to Noah. And I wish I'd have had it like Paul and say, does being a vegetarian make your salvation any better? Does it enhance your salvation? What can we do that makes our salvation better than someone else who, say, eats meat? We can't do it. We're either saved or we're not. You know? And it doesn't matter. I don't care if he is a vegetarian. Let him be a vegetarian. You know? I'm going to eat meat myself. But that doesn't mean that his salvation is any better than mine. Well, I had another guy in the class, and he threw his hands up. He said, I quit. I'm not going to do this again. Well, he accepted Christ in a church that immediately started saying, all right, now you got to do this. I don't want you doing this anymore. I want you to do this. And so they just kept piling on things on him that what Christians should be doing. And I'm sure he felt like he was being stoned, like Paul. And he basically said, it's just too much. There's no way I can do it. Well, that's the truth. We can't live a perfect life. And that is why we have Jesus Christ. You see? So I tried to explain to both of them. But sometimes people get it in their head and they don't want to discuss it. You know? Are you so foolish? After beginning by the Spirit, are you now finishing by the flesh? Did you experience so much for nothing, if in fact it was for nothing? All right, so then does God give the Spirit and works and miracles among you by doing the works of the law, or is it believing on what you heard? We receive the Holy Spirit, and this y'all may not agree with me, but I had a good friend who's passed away now, but in his church, a guy comes to him and says, and thank goodness Sylvia's not here, he comes to him and says, you know, I've been praying for the Holy Spirit to lead me into what truck should I buy? I promise. What truck should I buy? You know? And he says, I haven't gotten an answer yet. Well, you understand. He doesn't understand. The Holy Spirit is not concerned with his truck. It is not in the Bible Ford, Chevrolet, or Dodge. You know? And so what he was missing was, I said, I would like to ask him, well, did the Spirit say first that you needed to replace your truck? You know? And then go back and then, well, when did he say that to you? I mean, there's no end to it. So what do you do? We're gonna be studying James. And James says, we're to pray for wisdom. Now, he is mainly concerned in those verses about our spiritual life. But doesn't God want us to make wise choices in everything we do? You know? So we use, pray for wisdom if we're not going to make decisions? If God's going to do, the Spirit's going to lead us into each thing that we do, why should we pray for wisdom? Because we don't need it. We only need wisdom if we're the ones that's going to be making decisions. And so this guy, I don't know where I would start with him. But Galatians is pretty good because a little farther in our lesson, Paul's going to say, let me see if I can find it. Paul's going to say, But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Well, if you can check behind me, this is the only place in all of Paul's writing that he uses the phrase led by the Spirit. So when we see that, that should trigger us. Okay, this is what Paul says is being led by the Spirit. You know, and that's going to be in a couple of weeks. So we are, I'm going to, let's see. And so let me go on here. Just 3:6. Just like Abraham, who believes God and is credited to him as righteousness. You know then that those who have faith, these are Abraham's son. So our faith in Jesus Christ makes us spiritual descendants of Abraham. And you know, these Judaizers that were having the Galatian people start following the law, you understand Abraham was way long before the law ever came. So when Abraham was declared righteous by God, by faith, there was no law for him to do to improve his righteousness. So what Paul's argument is, we are made righteous through our faith in Jesus Christ. Now the scripture saw in advance that God had justified the Gentiles by faith and proclaimed the gospel ahead of time to Abraham. So, saying, now listen, to all the nations will be blessed through you. Now, I know several Jewish people, and I know probably all of you do, but have you ever had one explain to you how Jews are going to be a blessing to the rest of the nations? They don't. It's all us. We were chosen, you know. What they don't understand is that they were chosen by God to reveal himself to the rest of us. It is through the Jews that God chose to reveal himself. You know, it's not that they, well, there are special, but they're not special in that they're only, I had one Jewish guy, heard him say, you know, Christians have stolen the Jewish God. And I thought, does he ever read the Bible? God created the universe and everything in it. So he's my God too, you know? And but they consider themselves the chosen and no one else. Certainly those who have faith are blessed with Abraham who had faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under the curse, under its curse, because it's written, everyone who does not everything written in the book of the law is cursed. So you see, through the law, there is no way for salvation to for you to be saved. It's only through your faith in Jesus Christ. Now it is clear that no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. But the law is not based on faith, but instead the one who does the things will live by them. Let's see. But the law is not based on faith. Instead, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, because it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree. So, I lost my thought. The purpose was that the blessing of Abraham would not come to the Gentiles, would come to the Gentiles by Christ Jesus, so that we could receive the promised Spirit through faith. So it's all pretty much explanatory that our faith is what saves us. We are not, we can't do anything to improve what has happened through Jesus Christ. This is not to say, so Abraham was justified through faith. We do have, when we go to James, someone will be teaching, was Abraham, our father, justified by works in offering Isaac, his son, to the altar? You see, the faith was active together with his works, and by works, faith was made complete. Now, people have really had trouble with that verse. Because it says, by works, together with these works, and by works, faith was made complete. So it sounds as though he's making works, but that works are making his faith complete. It sounds reversed. Someone else is going to teach this lesson. but they have, I know people have misinterpreted this, the scripture, and the scripture is fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it is credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see, that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. So how do we justify that? You'll find out when whoever's teaching that lesson. But I will say this. Whenever I find verses that I think that contradict one another, I immediately know I don't understand the verses, because there is no contradiction in God's Word. Yeah, there isn't. And all you have to do is think, let's see, these things are thousands of years old, and there's been a lot of smart people who have studied them. So I think any contradiction would have been brought up by now, you know. So whenever we start studying and we find something that sounds contradictory, we need to stop and really sit and meditate on these verses. Well, let me just give us a little prayer here. Lord, be with us this coming week. Lord, we pray for Michael. When he deals, having to deal with some of the things that he's had to. And Lord, we ask you to give him the right words. And Lord, we pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who are going to have operations. And we ask you, Lord, to be involved in every bit of it. And Lord, go with us. Lord, we want to be pleasing to others, in that they see Christ in us. And be with us this week. And we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.